Hey, what up, fuckers? Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher here. You're about to listen to a clip from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast, only on Luminary.
Starring our guest today, Phil Duckett. He is a stand-up comedian and one of the few people that Corinne will wait after a show to speak with. That is truly saying a lot. And we're so excited for you to hear a clip of this conversation. If you're interested in hearing more, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com.
How did you start accepting payment for the meat, as we're referring to it?
Corinne.
I love when Corinne says it.
Yeah, the meat.
The meat?
When did you exchange the meat for a dollar?
Oh,
the pork product.
Holy shit. I can't probably put like a date on it, because it wasn't like, oh, to this lady.
Dear diary, today's the day.
Right. It
wasn't like you like launched.
Yeah. It was like I dropped something off one day.
Was it the meat?
It was. I'm talking USDA grade A. Yeah. And the next time I came over, it was like $300 on the dresser and a pair of Jordans. And she was like, I was just thinking about you, and I know you're going through some stuff. And I was like,
that's smooth on her part.
Come on now. Come on. God sends you people when you need them the most. And that's exactly where I was at with that. I was like, you know, I needed these J's and 300. You know, yeah. It just timed up. And so, and then.
Wow.
But it started like.
A natural introduction to it. It's just natural.
And you guys got to understand, like, sex, I guess, has been a big part of my life. All my life, because like I said, I couldn't get any for so long. So I started watching porn when I was 6.
Whoa. How'd you find it? Because I mean, VHS? Like, you're 6, the internet isn't a thing.
Yeah, no, yeah. Basketball camp. It was 94.
Uh-huh. Magazines?
Mad Penthouse. Nice. First one. And the older
Penthouse.
Kids. Penthouse. They spread labias in Penthouse. So at 6, you're like, I don't know what that Venus flytrap is.
But terrified.
It was cool, because she had bubbles on her, and I was a big fan of bubbles. And
bubbles?
She was in a hot tub with bubbles. Oh, I was like, bubbles.
Oh,
I
love that's boobs. The most 6-year-old approach
that's
to porn.
Really sweet.
Bubbles and boobs.
Were you? Did you like the spread pussy? But you were like, not sure why.
I didn't know.
Because when I first knew that a penis existed, I'm like, ugh.
No, I did not know anything about the spread or anything, but I was known for getting random erections at 6, like just however the wind blew. You know what I mean?
Little Philip.
Well, sometimes
guys get hard-ons just because they're like emotionally excited.
And your hormones are constantly changing when you're little.
Yeah.
Even in high school, when they call you up to the overhead projector, and you have to tuck it at high noon in the waistband because you got to go up to the board.
Oh, that sucks.
It's tough. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you learn all those tricks as you grow up, because it used to just do that. So you learn how to tuck him and hide him and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But where the fuck was I going?
You were getting random. Oh,
how we started the meat by the
woman.
Duck.
The woman put $300.
Oh, yeah, $300. So then, yeah, it just kind of slowly and subtly, it just advanced. And I guess, you know, I was sleeping with married women when I was 18, and they would kind of just give me some of their husband's money and shit. So it was like small shit.
Was that like hush money or?
Oh, no, they hate their husband. And
nice.
Yeah, I'm fucking them in their husband's bed. Like, that was always.
And giving away his money to the guy that. Yeah, yeah.
That's a deep-seated hatred.
Oh,
I like
no,
that.
They can't stand him. Yeah.
So did word start spreading that you're the guy to go to? Like, that's what I'm curious about, like the business model. And it
kind of fell on your lap.
It fell in my. And that's the thing. You know, I've always traveled. Like, I move. I don't stay very many places. So, you know, I've always moved around. So I can't even say like word got around. I'm just expanding my network everywhere I go. So, and that's the thing, I really do. When I go on road for shows, like, I fuck, you know, even if it ain't worth it, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm here. You know what I mean? I'll get a little
Hole's
something.
Hole's a hole. Yeah. Well, but is it like an obsession at this point, or like an addiction?
Well, I've had my parents have made me go see people about that, because with the sex therapist and shit like that. Yeah. And a lot of it is, and you know, because my mom, she couldn't understand, like, she was like, these bottom feeder ass women you sleep with, I just can't understand, like, start acting like you're somebody attractive. And so they wanted me to talk to somebody, and it was weird, because a lot of the therapists, they were like, well, sex is more of a power thing. Like, I was like, well, don't put it like that. I said, because that sounds like SVU. I was like, what I'm saying is, like, they were like, no, they were like, you this is like get back for all the women who would never sleep with you when you were ugly. Now that you can have sex, you fuck everybody knowing that you're not going to call them again.
Do you
again.
Agree with that?
Yeah, that's kind of why I hit the head. I was like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's more like, oh, I can probably get her. And then
and it's
an
ego. It's comforts your
ego.
Yeah,
because it's like, I'm not ugly anymore. But at the same time, I'm not happy. Like, I'm miserable as fuck majority of the time. Because then after you bust a nut, you roll over, you pass out.
Your whole attitude changes after
Yeah, because Lil Wayne said it best. As soon as I come to my senses. As soon as I bust that nut, I'm like, why am I even here? Like,
I do that sometimes when I masturbate. I'm like, why did I even do this?
That's why I like to close out my tabs of porn before I nut. Because after, you're like, who are you?
Right. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and you're like, ugh.
Reading the text.
That's what you're consuming.
Follow up question.
Whore.
Why does your mom know these quote low bottom levels. Feeder low level women that you're like? Why? Like,
how does she know?
Like, yeah, how does she know about those people? Because like, these are not like actual girlfriends you're bringing home, right?
But that's very insightful of a mother to say to her son, like, you're better than this. What the fuck? Like, not a lot of mothers would say that to their son.
Oh, well, she gives me the other side, too. When, like, I mean, like, I walked in over quarantine. She was like, you should do a push-up or something because no man should walk around with no muscle definition. Like, so she's, like, going to be real, no matter if it's good or bad.
That's right. Good.
You know?
Yeah.
But, no, because, so this is how we used to work together. When I first graduated from college, I moved to Atlanta.
Okay.
Which is where I started comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got hired. And my mom used to work at State Farm in insurance. So she got me my first job as a claims processor at State Farm. So we worked together. So I was hitting all of her subordinates. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Lil Duck is dropping D. Yeah. I was playing cleanup around the office.
Yeah. Yeah. Has your mom ever walked in on you? Or?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Almost caught me. I don't even know if she would remember this because she knew something was off, but she didn't. Because growing up, our computer room was upstairs in the playroom. And so I was up there watching porn on the family computer.
Yeah.
And this is in the LimeWire days, boys. So, you know, it would take 3 weeks to catch a nipple. You know what I mean? But I set it up and hit it well enough because the title ain't say like Big Booty Bitches Volume 3.
Right.
It was something very subtle.
Right.
So I had it in with some other shit like hidden in some movies.
Yeah.
So it finally is like almost done loading. So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and smack a ham to it now.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. So I'm up there. And anything, when I was younger, I don't care if it was me taking a shit or masturbating, I needed to be butt ass naked. I just didn't like having
Yeah, you
shit
need
up.
The freedom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in the family computer room, butt naked, going to it.
How old are you?
I had to be in 10th grade, maybe somewhere like 14, 15.
Okay, so
peak hormonal.
Right,
where
I am
chaos.
Raging. Right, yeah, yeah, I don't know what. It's. I can't go to
I don't
sleep
even know
without
how
busting one.
15 year old boys learn in school.
You don't. You go strictly for the women.
Yeah.
And if you catch a couple physics, you know, it's like, whatever.
No, cool. I know. Maybe I was like, maybe that's why they do like geometry around that time. They're like, no one really needs this information.
No,
just do it this year.
Pythagorean theorem? Okay, maybe. I don't care. But
God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't. Girl.
Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah, I don't know none of that. That shit, A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Oh, I would cry
in
math class.
No, it's ridiculous. But no, it was...
You're masturbating.
I'm butt naked in front of the computer screen. I hear the steps creak, which those were loud steps. So I was like, "Oh God!"
Good warning sign.
I start clicking.
You have to get dressed fully.
Here's the thing. This is a catch 22. Do we leave the pop ups up?
Yeah.
Because you're clicking, and
or
it's like horny singles in your area.
Yeah.
So I just start clicking the X's. I get the screen back to the desktop, but now I'm butt ass naked in front of a blank desktop, and my mom's like, "Phillip, what are you doing?" I was like, "It's research."
Yeah.
And she was like, "Take your nasty ass to sleep." I was like, "Yes, ma'am."
That's a good mom because she's not like, she's not shaming you. She's not pretending not to know. Like, that's a nice, that's, you see, it seems like.
Take your
nice...
nasty ass to sleep was all I needed. I was like, I am out of line. You're right.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
No, so when, like, did your parents have a sex talk with you at all?
Yeah. They took my TV out of my room in third grade after they caught me watching Taxi Cab Confessions on HBO.
Oh God, that show got everyone
That's
in trouble.
The show
I think
we all watched.
Come on.
And real sex because real HBO sex? Was giving us the content like that was like all we had.
Yes.
I didn't have a TV in my room until I like in high school. I wasn't allowed to, but I would creep down because my parents would both fall asleep in front of the TV, and then I would just quietly wait in front of the couch and change the channel. And like they're pretty heavy sleepers, so you could change that channel. They had no idea what was
amazing.
Going on.
I did that with BET Uncut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So you got the TV removed.
Yeah, they took that out.
Did they talk to you about sex after that?
Yeah. My mom, I remember, matter of fact, no, that was actually, I had the sex talk before they took the TV out. They caught me after the sex talk.
Okay.
I remember because in second grade coming home from Catholic school, I went to Catholic school first and second grade, mm-hmm. but I had to leave because I wasn't Catholic. So everybody was taking communion and I wasn't. So it looked, it just made me feel weird. Plus, okay. as a kid, like,
a lot of people went to Catholic school weren't Catholic.
Right. But wanted... see, here's the thing that didn't sit well with me. I was like, all y'all drinking off that one mug. And there wasn't even no pandemic yet. It was just like, nigga, that's true. Nasty.
It's disgusting. Yeah. I always thought it was disgusting.
Yeah, I was like, everybody's sipping off this?
Yeah. I don't want to share
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and so I don't know. Yeah, so we I ended up going. That's when I went to public school.
I like that it was a hygiene issue that you left Catholic school.
Yeah, before they diddled me. But I didn't know.
Thank God.
Thank God. I'm sorry, Catholics. I like y'all.
Hey, they have scandals.
Come on.
They have a history of that, touching little
history.
Boys.
History. Them and the Boy Scouts are synonyms.
Yep.
But, yeah. you know, that's, yeah, I don't know. So mom asked me, coming home from second grade, she said, Philip, do you know what sex is? And I was like, yeah, it's when you wrestle naked. And she was like, in a way. And then she was like, but what do you have? I said, a penis. And she said, what do girls have? I said, vaginas. And she said, and they have to meet up and introduce themselves to have babies. And I was like, oh, so that's
kinda, a good way to put it. Yeah. That's appropriate for a second grader.
Yeah,
to
they
understand.
Have to introduce themselves to have a baby. So it's like, okay, you're not getting the image of somebody just getting gutted, but it's like,
right. It's like, that, so you're not scarred. Right. I, when I first learned about penetration, I was scarred.
Yeah,
I was
like, so he's inside of your body?
Like, yeah. it's like really scary for like a young girl to learn about that. Yeah. I feel.
So you got to put it like you know.
That's a good way to put it. Did you like that clip? Do you want to hear the whole thing? Download the Luminary app or head to luminarypodcast.com where you can enjoy Guys We Fucked and other shows that are only available on Luminary from the minds of Roxane Gay, Russell Brand.
So there's a bunch of Russells and it's Russell Brand is the one.
That's the one we have on our network.
Trevor Noah. They have a bunch of great content over at Luminary. Go to luminarypodcast.com where subscriptions start at as little as $2.99 a month.
There's so many more host stories on this one. So download now.